Alison O'Connor, columnist with the Sunday Times. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
It's likely, isn't it, that Mary Lou MacDonald and her party won't be looking forward to a resumption of Dáil business and statements later on today. But could it be an opportunity for them to come into the Dáil today, to try now to clear up some matters, to answer the questions that are still being posed, and to try and bring at least the beginning of some conclusion to the controversies that are surrounding the party?
Well, I suppose if that happened, Mary, it would be a shock, wouldn't it? On the basis of the evidence that we've seen so far, and it's not, to date, it's not really the way of Sinn Féin. And I suppose what the party has always traditionally seen as a superpower, the sense that it doesn't, you know, that it keeps its own business private, I think is now we're seeing that really it's Achilles' heels, this idea of secrets, emerita, self-investigation, whatever you say, say nothing. And it's just this sense from the outside that it's tying itself up in knots. And the irony that even within the various scandals and investigations that are going on at the moment, that even if there is truth in what the party is telling us, the issue for the party is that their credibility now is so low that, you know, it's how many people are believing what they're being told.
And even hearing a party activist there in that vox pop before you, Alison, saying, you know, they're shocked and demoralised, and it's right that questions be asked and answered, and that's a party member.
Yeah, and I mean, but I suppose, and traditionally with other parties, we wouldn't have been surprised at all to hear that sort of thing. Whereas with Sinn Féin, this tag of it being sort of this notion of it being cult-like, which they have always strongly rejected, what we've seen in the last few weeks and what we continue to see has only served to solidify that. And you look, it's, you can only surmise that it's a party that really it spends too much time with itself. There's not enough of the outside gaze, the idea of fresh eyes and ears to come in and look at things and say, guys, this is actually odd. Or as you might say, as Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, might say, this is weird, actually, what's going on here. I mean, even last night with Matt Carty, Director of Elections, on up front with Katie mm-hmm. Hannan, saying that he, you know, he was unaware of what had been going on in the constituency mm-hmm. in terms of Brian Stanley running for election. And on a wider issue, Mary, like there's been so much going on with Sinn Féin. This day last week, at this time, I reckon, you were discussing this issue, or the Michael McMonagall issue in the press officer in Stormont. It was on the front pages. Here we are a week later. And it's still dominating the news. Mm. And at a time when the party should be finalising its manifesto, you know, finalising its tickets for the general election, when that's what all the other parties are doing.
Is it open for Brian Stanley today to try and clear up some of the confusion?
Well, I think that would certainly, help. But I suppose you can, it's the fact as well. I think that Brian Stanley is a TD of such long standing with Sinn Féin. He also knows how the party works, if you like, and how it operates from the inside. I think it would do Sinn Féin possibly a significant favour if he did. But that's just my speculating at this point. I don't know for sure that that's what would be the case. But I mean, we're left with this massive mystery. We've had this discussion that's been going on now, and we have no idea what it is actually about.
Yeah, we're talking about a complaint, the content of which
a complaint that was made. We discovered yesterday. We discovered yesterday from the party that it was made by a woman. It's very hard to make a judgment on the rights and the wrongs of the situation.
And we have a counter complaint
as well. We also have a counter complaint, and we have a really confusing, I mean, even if you're following the scenario, we have a really confusing situation of why the party didn't bring this to the Gardaí, why it ended up being only being done on Sunday, when I think as we're understanding it, and as I said, even if you're following it closely, it's confusing that it was the counter claim mm-hmm. that pushed it into that realm. But
Done, Alison, Mary Lou MacDonald said, and I think Matt Carty said the same thing, the same phrase, out of an abundance of caution.
But you see, Mary, when you hear things like that, and Mary Lou MacDonald, I think, used that phrase in her interview with you yesterday, abundance of caution, and she's saying, you know, is that in her language and her tone, there is still that, you know, she's clearly a leader under a very, very significant amount of pressure. She was became leader of the party in 2018. This is without doubt the most pressure she's ever been under and the most criticised. But yet the language and tone is still, to me, all wrong for a party that is in crisis. There's that sense of slight impatience, imperiousness, even at the questions even being asked, and a sort of a move along now vibe, as opposed to, you know, we know that we have explanations that we need to give here. That's not the, I mean, there's definitely a crisis management. There's a desperate need for crisis management within the party, you know, but that goes back to, I think, what I was saying earlier, that when it just looks in on itself so much, it doesn't necessarily see the wood from the clouds. And I suppose it's important, if we go back to last week's scandal, the Michael McMonagall one, and that we even have to discuss which scandal on which week says a lot. That feeds into the Maria Cahill case, Paddy McGahan, Áine Adams, the niece of Gerry Adams. Certainly on scandals that involve children, sex abuse, you know, people don't like that. They can identify with it easily. They can identify with the idea that everyone in society now realises the importance of child protection. So that's not good for a political party in any sense.
You said on Sunday, and I think you were writing your column ahead of the Brian Stanley resignation, you said there was a feeling of a busted flush about Sinn Féin. Now, yesterday, Mary Lou MacDonald, and I said to her, you know, it's now being said of you, you're not ready for government. She said, we're absolutely ready for government. Are they?
But I mean, you just have to think, it's Tuesday morning, traditionally the day that the cabinet meeting is held. And usually when there is something controversial going on politically, either the Taoiseach or various ministers will be stopped by the media going into cabinet to do what's known as a doorstep. I mean, imagine Sinn Féin in government now. Imagine Mary Lou MacDonald as Minister for Justice, and this sort of a scandal having broken, what would Sinn Féin be saying? I mean, at one stage there was talk of a rotating Taoiseach not that long ago, and how would they be responding? How much credibility would there be in their responses? What might their coalition partners be saying? Now, Sinn Féin is different to other parties, as we know, given its history. And I think this really shows the last few weeks and their handling of issues that it is still normalising and that it isn't, you know, that it is not ready for government yet. Although, obviously, I should say that a lot of people, I think, if you look at this time last year, Sinn Féin were 35% in the opinion polls. And for a lot of people, and particularly young people, they weren't paying attention to the finer details or the past. Their concerns, understandably, you know, were on housing and that. Yeah.
Alison, thank you very much indeed for joining us. More on this story, of course, throughout the day. That's Alison O'Connor, columnist with the Sunday Times.